Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 20th of June, recording at 7:58 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets, mostly easier in Asia and in Europe, mostly firmer. And the US, as I speak, showing modest gains. Government bonds, mostly easier. The US dollar, it's been up a bit and down a bit, almost unchanged, or maybe a little bit easier overall, particularly against the yen. And in precious metals, nothing much was going on earlier in the day, and then we saw some reasonable gains towards the close. 575 on gold bullion, that's up 10. Platinum was the big gainer. And oil drifted down. Disappointing action by natural gas in here, down almost down 39 cents as I speak to 650. Okay. So what's going on here in terms of the overall cycle? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, this is what I described in that feature piece that I wrote. I think it was on, it was a week ago, Wednesday, last Wednesday. Sentiment, liquidity, and behavioral clues to the stock market, plus the U.S. presidential election cycle. That was a fairly lengthy feature. That I did, and I talked about, after all the drama, that we'd see stock markets move into what I described as the apathy phase, where people were a little bit shell-shocked, where they were cautious, and where the because and again the momentum traders were out of the market, and the people with cash, with real cash, were sitting on the sidelines really in no hurry to move back in. So the apathy phase. Now that does not mean that any of us are going to be apathetic, of course, because this is the time to be paying particularly close attention, because we want to see the way markets are shaping up in terms of either building support or looking like they're distributing in here to sag a little bit lower. We want to see which sectors are firming up ahead of their indices, because the sectors that bottomed out at least with the indices, but the more important point is to, and some of them will have bottomed out earlier, but the crucial point is to show relative strength during a sort of a ranging bottoming out process that I really sort of expect between here and possibly into or possibly even through October, to see what is going to be leading in terms of the next rally overall. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some resources in emerging markets among that group, and I don't really pay too much attention to the relative performance of Wall Street right now. It didn't go up very much, did it, relative to all the other stock markets in the world. And it is understandably a safe haven for American investors who pull capital back home. And equally, I'm not overly impressed with the steadier performance of big cap stocks. I mean, mind you, if institutional money managers moved out of some of the more volatile, higher beta markets, I should say, and into big caps, high yielders, and so on, that reduced the downside that they would have seen since the sell-off commenced in May. But what I'm really concerned about with, what are going to be the star performers in the fourth quarter of this year, not only then, but also throughout 2007 and 2008? And that's what I really want to be focusing on, and I'm sure that's what a good many of you will also want to be focusing on. So there's no apathy over here. I will watch with enormous interest, but it's more relaxing, isn't it, when every day isn't incredibly dramatic. Okay, so still very much the medium-term correction. I maintain we've seen the worst of the decline overall, and but we are in this convalescence phase, which will take a while. Okay, government bonds. This is soft action in here, really is. And while I do feel that the draining of liquidity that we've seen, the reactions in the market that's taken place, a bit of a body blow to confidence in the short term, at any rate, that will certainly moderate the modest inflationary pressures that we had seen in terms of the official reported data. So, this indication here from the bond markets to date says one of either two things. Either bond investors don't really believe that inflation is not a problem, or that the yields just aren't that hot to begin with. And I think it's probably more the latter. The yields aren't that hot to begin with. Yes, you won't be surprised to hear that from me. I've been saying it for quite a long time here. And the yields that we were seeing only a few months ago really were allowing for no inflation, and they weren't allowing for the strength of the synchronized global economic recovery that we are seeing, which is now slowing down somewhat. But and bonds, it looks like I may not see the rally that I had hoped to see, which would enable me to open shorts at higher levels. I may have to join downward breaks in bond prices, but nothing in the very near term. Currencies here, I do suspect that the dollar's rally is into injury time, to borrow that term from the current World Cup, but it needs a downward dynamic to indicate that it's over. I'd like to see that on the US dollar index. But interestingly, we did see some weakening of the dollar against the yen. The yen had been quite weak recently. Then I think Fukui, the Bank of Japan governor, came out, and I think the indication was that they were on course to raise short-term interest rates a little bit in July, and had firmed the yen up a little bit. Okay, precious metals. The action today was reasonably good. Still early days yet, but there's certainly some tentative evidence that a support-building process is underway for the precious metals, and some of them did come back to interesting areas of support. Well, they all came back to interesting areas of support, and I maintain they're in an accumulation zone. The only reason I haven't been nibbling recently is because I do go into hospital on Monday, and will be away from the office for at least a week. And I'm not going to. I'll roll some positions forward, but I'm not going to be doing. I'm not going to be opening new positions against that background. I'd prefer a little bit more quiet time. And what else to mention here? I did say platinum. I've put a chart of that in comment of the day, which has been posted. And so you can see that improving action. You'll also see a number of gold charts on the gold article that I posted. And energy, say, continuing to drift in here, but natural gas, I think this is probably the third day down in a row here. It's showing base building activity, but that means it's just ranging back and forth and probably isn't going to do anything exciting on the upside until one of those bigger hurricanes is within striking distance of the Gulf of Mexico refineries. And that's it, folks. So I'll just say Dow up 57 as I complete this broadcast. All the best.